Old Jantara. The era known as Old Jantara marks the true moral nadir of Jackal rule. This was not a continuation of the ancient league, nor a legitimate successor state. It was a slaver kingdom formed by the bastard remnants of failed usurpers, ruling for nearly 1,000 years through degradation alone. It is here that Jantara became a curse word among jackals themselves. Old Jantara's economy was built on enslavement, with dogfolk as its primary victims. The jackals of this age took particular cruelty in subjugating dogs, not merely for labor, but for sport. New canine breeds were discovered, cataloged, and abused. Rebellion was answered with starvation, mutilation, and public degradation. A grim biological fact shaped this cruelty. Black jackals could not reproduce with female dogs. To the jackals, this was a missed opportunity. To the enslaved females, it was a narrow mercy. Better an unwilling plaything than a forced breeder to monsters. Physically, the jackals of Old Jantara towered over their captives, averaging over 6 feet, while keeping subjugated races deliberately stunted through malnutrition. Power was enforced not just with chains, but with size, spectacle, and ritualized humiliation. It was during this era that the Bantos rebellions began.